He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday already. We have a holiday shortened week in trading, but the market doesn't know that. Look at the blast off again here this morning. In the market, this is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in sunny Carlsbad, California. We are here in the BSN studios in Carlsbad, and we've got the market right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That index of 30 stocks is up 59 points right now to 24,883. I think we might see 25,000 here before long, the way this is going. The S&P 500, well, that 2,700 mark has been breached. It's there. It's above it. Is that a new all-time high, 2,705?
It is.
It's a new. Is it a breakout?
Yes. The Dow's at a new all-time high, too.
That is?
Yep.
Really? Okay. Well, and I know the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
It breached 7,000. The dam broke yesterday.
That's right.
And the water's flowing over. And it's flooding the portfolios with money downstream, isn't it? 7,046. Do we have a bell to ring? Remember that bell we had?
What happened to the other?
We need a bell to ring. Ring in a new year. NASDAQ up 39 points today, up a half a percent. The small caps are on fire today, up 1%. 1,550 on the Russell 2000. The commodity markets on fire right now. We did a lot of buying of commodity stocks towards the end of the year. Crude oil up 65 cents today, $61.02. Everybody's happy today.
Yeah.
The gold people happy, the gold bugs. We think gold's going to have a good year along with other commodities as inflation starts to heat up a little bit. It's 13.18 now in the gold markets. And last but not least, the bond market. They're even happy, 2.44% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We are in the Carlsbad BSN studios, and did we have a hellacious day in the market yesterday? I would say one of the best days we've ever had.
It's the best one we've had in a long time.
In a long time. Something. Yes, and you know what? I mean, there was a lot of rotation out of the NASDAQ and out of FANG. And, you know, I sold some of the lesser technology stocks, but for the most part, I held on to most of my big FANG stocks. And it's not just FANG. You know, I come up with FAANGT. All right? Let's go through that. Here's what was working yesterday. F stands for Facebook.
Got it.
All right? We got three A's.
Apple, Amazon,
Alibaba.
Alibaba. Okay.
Open Sesame. With that, did you see the move in Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Alibaba yesterday?
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah.
And you know what? We had to sit through the last 4 weeks of the year with no movement out of those stocks whatsoever. But you know why I held on to them? Because number one, they make sense from a valuation point of view. You can go to my Best Stocks Now app. You can look up the five-year valuations that I have on those stocks. And they never breached their support levels, okay? The N in FANG is?
Netflix.
Netflix. How's it doing today? It's just, it started on Monday.
Exploding.
Popping again. Exploding to the upside. The rumor is back that Apple will be buying Netflix. You know, I don't know. I mean, Netflix is pretty good as a standalone company, and it is one of the best stocks now of our day as far as growth goes. We know what the G stands for.
Google.
How's the Goog doing today? G-O-O-G-L. G-O-O-G-L. It had a huge day yesterday.
It looks the same as Netflix.
Great.
Yeah.
In other words.
Yeah.
Good enough.
They
to
all
eat.
Look the same. They all broke out a ton yesterday, and now they're popping again today.
Okay, and I've got one more. Now, I will say this, too. During the last week, of the trading year, did I not send out buys on all of these stocks as we added to our positions and when they dropped back?
Yep.
Every single one of them, I would have to say. I said, you know what? If you don't own this stock now, there's not a better time to buy it. So if you're part of my live trading subscription, then a do-it-yourselfer, a DIY, I call them, that listen to Gunderson every day, you got these, along with the cannabis stocks, which I'm not a big fan of, but you know what? I'm a capitalist. Are those stocks?
They're
unbelievable.
They're flying high.
I mean, some of the ones that I sent out buys on a couple weeks ago,
not even 30, a couple 40%.
Weeks. One's up 50 already, yeah. And that's not counting today's move. Okay, what's the T in FANG?
It's Tesla, of course.
No, you millennial. No. What's a dime? What's a dime? How many cents in a dime? Come on.
Oh, 10 cent holding.
Oh, okay. My gosh. And you know what I wrote? Hey, you can't find it. Do you have a list of the push notifications?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, during the break, when we come back, I want you to read some of the push notifications I sent out. Because I remember.
I have them right here.
Okay, I remember. What did I say about 10 cent holdings?
When did you say this? Yesterday?
No, it was it was the last week of December. TCEHY. I remember saying this has the potential to be a monster stock. Did I not? Okay, well, why are you looking for that?
On the 29th?
Is that it? What did I say?
I said I already own a 2.5% overall position in TCEHY, buying a like-size position for new clients in my Premier Growth portfolio, raising my target price from 82 to 99.
Okay, but you know what? I think I said in the newsletter, this stock is a monster. It's just a monster. What is the market capitalization right now of TCEHY? This will blow you away.
$500 billion.
$500 billion.
That's huge.
Billion. What is just by contrast? What's Google? G O O G L.
$750 billion.
Okay. So billion. So you see why it's part of FANG? Yeah. I mean, it's incredible stock. And we found it using the app quite some time ago. This thing
is way bigger than Netflix.
Well, sure. It trades on the pink sheets, too, don't forget. Well, we've got some unrest in Iran, and that's driving crude oil prices higher. But you know what? That's not the only thing driving crude oil prices higher. In my newsletter last week, I spelled out the reasons why CRB. That's what you can spell out. That's the commodities. That's the commodity index. The CRB index is just on fire right now. And I wrote an entire newsletter. My article was about commodities, which include oil, which include cotton, which include wheat and gold and silver and lithium and all of the above. Anything that comes from the earth, basically. I guess cannabis would be one of those things. But anyways, why are the commodity stocks exploding right now? Well, one. The inflation trade, I call it. There's a whiff of inflation, and what the tax cut is inflationary in nature. You know, the labor market is tight right now. The Fed is raising interest rates. They're hiking rates. The dollar is sinking. Pull up a chart of UUP. Let's see how UUP is looking today. That is the dollar. That is the U.S. dollar. It had its worst year last year in quite some time, making a little rebound today. But overall, look at a monthly chart of UUP, and you'll see or a weekly chart of UUP, and you'll see what I'm talking about. When the dollar goes down, the price of commodity goes higher. And not only did we see massive, massive breakouts, do you have any of the tweets? Well, do you have any of the push notifications from yesterday?
I do.
Without mentioning, give me a few.
Okay.
There was just some massive breakouts in the commodity. Did I mention any commodity stocks yesterday? Did I say anything about the commodities?
Very nice breakout in, do you want me to say it?
Sure.
BHP.
Yeah, that's BHP Billiton.
This guy went out on 1229 commodity stocks on fire again today.
Yeah. So you know what? If you're working and you just want to see about three or four or five comments from me per day of the observations that I'm making, that's like sitting in the... on land and listening to a guy that's out there in the boat fishing saying, you know what, here's where I'm seeing the action today. And not only that, you know, I say when to pull, when I'm pulling the trigger. It's up to you whether you want to pull the trigger, but I'm pulling the trigger. Now, oil is a commodity, but oil is being helped along by a couple of things right now. You know, the supply-demand equation seems to be a lot better right now. You have OPEC adhering to the agreements that they made with one another. That doesn't happen very often. But when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of very, very strong forces that you might not have thought of that are also driving oil prices. Now, am I going to have 100% of my portfolios positioned in the energy patch? No. But am I going to have some good exposure to the energy patch? And are there some great dividend paying stocks right now? Well, when we come back, more on the energy patch and a whole lot more. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, here's another reason why oil prices are moving higher right now. What's the temperature, Stephen, right now in Fargo, North Dakota?
It's -8 degrees.
You think they're out there fracking?
I would not want to be out there fracking.
No. Do you think they can break through the ice to get the oil out? I've read that there's basically the fracking in America has shut down. And, you know, I'm seeing even colder weather predicted going forward, blizzards. You know, we heard yesterday that it's snowing in Charleston, South Carolina today. It's cold out there, and that's putting pressure on crude oil right now. But we also have anti-government protest in Iran, which sent oil higher yesterday. More than 20 people have been killed in Iran since the turmoil broke out last week. Right now, the crude and condensate exports remain unaffected, but, with geopolitical risk driving the market, it's going to continue to drive oil prices higher. And we have taken some positions, especially in the income portfolio. I don't like an income portfolio made up of debt, made up of fixed income. I don't like the prospects for fixed income going forward this year. I would much rather own a BHP Billiton with a huge fat dividend yield or a BP with a huge fat dividend yield than a bond with interest rate risk, okay? And our income portfolio had a magnificent year last year. And if I was saddled with a big income portfolio with full of fixed income, I'd be very nervous about that going forward. Well, we're going to get the Fed minutes today. We'll see what they've been talking about behind our backs. And, of course, Janet Yellen's days are numbered. I don't know when she's out, but we will have a new boss. And it sounds like the new boss is going to be about the same as the old boss. In other words, dovish. But look for 4 interest rate hikes this year. Okay, and so having said that, we do have exposure now to the energy patch, an area that we have not had exposure to over the last few years. It's been a very, very poor market for the energy companies. Now, the tax reform that was passed, more and more companies on a daily basis are announcing that it will benefit all of their employees, okay? There's those that say it benefits the 1%. Well, Citizens Financial, which is a very large, very well-run bank stock. Is that me? Is that me? Is that Yahoo?
Yeah, that's your computer.
Can you believe those guys?
All
of a sudden, they send a video on during my radio show? Hello? Anyway, Citizens Financial, CFG, which is headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, it's a $21 billion company. They announced an aggregate bonus of $12.5 million to their 12,500 employees. That works out to $1,000 per employee. That covers 70% of their workforce, $1,000 check. And the company is going to contribute $10 million to the Citizens Charitable Foundation. Now, not to be outdone, here's another one. AAON, which is an air conditioning company, is going to give thousand. It seems like $1,000. They've all announced $1,000 bonuses, haven't they? Boeing.
Yeah.
Now, don't be looking at me.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm an S Corp.
Yeah.
All right.
Doesn't affect you.
AAON to give out, well, somewhere in there, and I haven't heard. I need to have a sit down with my CPA. There's something in there for a pass through company like myself. So hopefully there's some candy in there for guys like me. But AAON is going to give out a $1,000 bonus to all of their employees in recognition of the new tax reform law to its personnel employed by the company as of January 1st, 2018. All right. I want to talk about alternatives right now. MJX. MJX. There was a big event in California yesterday. Pot. I haven't seen any billboards yet. You know what? Actually, I have seen some for the dispensaries. But not since pot is now legal here in California. Just what California needs. If we're not wacky enough already in California, well, now you can stop by your local 7-Eleven. I don't know. Look, I don't know where the outlets. I saw a
news report where there's a line down the street.
Where?
There's one in like Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines?
Area.
That's a very wealthy community. You mean?
I don't know. Well, that's what they said.
All right.
They're in
okay.
Torrey Pines.
Well,
with a line down the street waiting to get pot as soon as it opens.
Wonderful. And Canada, by mid-year this year, the whole nation will be standing in line, I guess. By the Munchie stocks. I see Jack in the Box is rolling out a Munchie meal. Did you see that?
They've had that for a while.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. Okay, well, anyway, there is an ETF, X, which is called, what is ETFMG? Alternative Harvest. It's the Alternative Harvest Index, okay? Well, we know the members of the alternative. In other words, it's the marijuana index.
Right.
And we will be creating a sector real soon in our app because it has become a part of our maybe we need to do a BitChain sector.
Bitcoin or a blockchain
sector.
Yeah. And, put Long Island iced tea in there.
I have a friend that developed the index for the blockchain, right?
Yeah.
You know who it is. And I'm sure that we can find what's in it and create a blockchain sector. These are new sectors in the market. You see, 40 years ago, there was not a computer networking sector, was there?
No.
There was not a fiber optic sector,
online retail.
Or a social media sector.
Right.
This has all come along. Okay, well, look, you have to stay current with your portfolio. You have to stay current with your knowledge of the market. There is now a marijuana sector, and it's a very vibrant and growing sector, and it includes Scott's Miracle-Gro. It includes Potash. It includes Mosaic, and includes many other companies. Well, there is an ETF, MJX. How's it doing today?
It's doing very well.
It's up.
Did you look at it?
6.8%. It was $28 before all of this took off. All of these pot stocks started taking off the last week of December.
Yeah.
And how do I know? Because in the app, and that's going to be another new feature of the app. Let me tell you, for traders, one of the most potent tools that I can point to is look at the A+ momentum grades in the app. A+ momentum grades. Maybe there's 100 a day. These are the stocks that are blasting off and just beginning to blast off. I look at those A+ every single day, and that's how I found a lot of the recent trades that I make. Now, most of my investing is investing. We're investing in great companies for growth, but you know what? A little trading on the side, and I have a lot of people that listen to the show that are traders. Those A+ momentum grades, which is a proprietary grade that I developed. I know the 19 secret herbs and spices. They're locked in my safe at home. Look at those A+. But I'm going to segregate them. I'm going to have an easy button for folks to look at in the app. What are the A+ stocks today? Oh, my God. What a powerful tool. Just powerful. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Speaking of the marijuana stocks, which are blasting off right now, you know what? Look, we try to talk about everything from Boeing and Caterpillar right on down to ABCFF, right, during yep. the show. Why not? It's a lot of fun. We have all kinds of people out there in our audience. We have investors. We have traders. We have do-it-yourselfers. We have people that aren't happy with their current money manager. We have people that want to gain more knowledge of the market. So, you know, I try to speak to all of them. Now, speaking of marijuana, what do Neil Young, Tom Petty, and, there was one other one. I can't think of who the other one is, all have in common?
Oh, yeah, they're not on.
Oh, and the Doors. They're suing Spotify.
Yeah, they're not on Spotify. There's a bunch of other ones, too.
The problem is they are on Spotify. But they never gave Spotify permission, okay? Spotify has been using their songs without copyright. Now, how can a large company like Spotify that wants to go public, right, how can they not be getting copyright privileges to play these songs of these artists? This is like, has happened several times.
That's bizarre.
They're being hit with a $1.6 billion lawsuit that claims the streaming service infringed on thousands of song copyrights. Spotify has infringed on copyrights of songs including The Doors' Light My Fire and Tom Petty's Free Fallin'. Spotify has publicly admitted, and its recent lawsuits and settlements confirm, that Spotify has repeatedly failed to obtain necessary statutory or mechanical licenses to reproduce and or distribute musical composition on its service. That's something.
Yeah.
You know, Pandora is a public company, P. And Pandora has been a lousy stock. Pandora is a $1.2 billion company. Pandora has never been profitable. I listen to Pandora. I like Pandora. They depend upon the ads and the premium subscriptions. And Pandora does about $1.5 billion per year in sales, but they haven't figured out how to make any money at Pandora yet. Now, Pandora has been as high as $40 a share. Where's P trading at right now?
Under $5.
Yeah, $4. What's the relative strength of Pandora?
One.
On a scale of 1 to 99, this is one of the worst stocks in the entire market. And Spotify, which, you know, wants to go public. So people got to look at what's become of Pandora, and they got to say, look at all of the lawsuits that Spotify has against it. I wouldn't touch Spotify with a 10-foot pole. Now, another stock I want to bring to your attention here today is CMC. Why would Gunderson be bringing up a scrap metal stock headquartered in Irving, Texas?
Because the last 2 days it broke out.
Yeah, and it's a commodity play, all right? Scrap metal has a chart. Do you know that the price of scrap metal fluctuates just like copper, gold, silver, oil? You can look up scrap metal prices, all right? Commercial metals, what do they do for a living? They manufacture steel and metal products, related material services for construction, manufacturing, and fabricating industries. The stock is breaking out right now with a vengeance. Commercial Metals reported earnings yesterday. Now, I'm not saying Commercial Metals is the stock to buy here, but what I'm pointing to is the trend that we're seeing right now amongst the commodity-related stocks. Commercial Metals reported earnings of 30 cents. That beat earnings by 13 cents. We do own some stocks in the metal. We own Steel Dynamics. Look at that chart. Did you see what that stock did yesterday, STLD?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? I'll give you another one. Look at X. You know what X is? U.S. Steel. How do you like that chart?
That looks good.
Does that tell you that there's something happening here? And what it is exactly clear?
Yeah.
It's a falling dollar. It's inflation expectations. And it's commodity prices starting to rise. Let's pull up a chart of gold right now. Just do the gold ETF, GLD. Is that thing breaking out?
Yeah, it is.
Not quite. Not quite, but it's...
Oh, it's in an uptrend.
It's definitely in a strong uptrend. I noticed a little gold stock yesterday, Yamana, AUY. It broke out with a vengeance yesterday. You see that?
Yeah.
It broke out to a new 52-week high, Yamana Gold. So there definitely is something going on, and I would say that a portfolio positioning for some of this sector rotation that really began in earnest back at the beginning of December, you got to position yourself a little differently in 2000. Last year, just buy FANG, buy those large tech stocks, and you're home free. Well, this year's going to be a little bit different because there's more sectors joining into the party that were left behind and weren't invited to the party. And some of the leading sectors, a little punch drunk right now, a little too much to drink, a little bit too tipsy, a little bit too bloated, a little bit too overheated, and they're kind of taking a back seat right now. So there definitely has to be some reevaluation. I'm an active money manager. I'm not a passive money manager. A passive manager buys all the sectors, okay? And they just, so they can always have good sectors and bad sectors at the same time. I try to focus on those that are benefiting from today's conditions in the world. Okay, here's another interesting story because this leads to another stock. We've got a company in London on the stock exchange there that wants to go public, and the name of the company is Charge Master. What do you think Charge Master does for a living?
I bet they make charging stations for electric cars.
Yeah, where was I? Oh, I was at the mall, I guess. I think I was at the mall, and now there's like a whole row where you can park and charge your car while you're in shopping, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I plugged it into my car. It didn't work. I drive a combustible engine. I came back and I was still half full. Charge Master eyes an IPO in London. This is a UK electric vehicle charging station provider is planning an IPO soon. Sources indicate Charge Master is aiming for a valuation of around $170 million after raising another $50 million through the issuance of new shares. Here's who Charge Master has partnerships in place with. Jaguar Land Rover, okay, that's what the old man drives. I can't wait to turn mine in when the lease is up and get the electric version, right?
Yeah.
BMW, Renault, which is French, and Tesla. Those are pretty good partnerships to have. But having said that, we found a stock in the app several months ago. Do you remember OMVKY?
I do. That was the one in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm. What do they do for a living? Well, let's pull up OMVKY. OMVKY is already public. OMVKY is already building electric charging stations all across Europe. OMVK has been breaking out to new highs here recently. Okay, so look. In fact, let's pull up a chart of OMVKY. That was one. I saw it. It had an A+. A momentum grade. I said, what do they do for a living? Never heard of OMVKY. The name of the company is OMVAG, meaning it's a foreign. Look at that chart.
Yeah.
Huh? You see it breaking out?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a $21 billion company. Why I bring this little story that was buried in the news feed yesterday about Charge Master eyeing an IPO. They've got some good partnerships in place, but this is Charge Master is a $170 million company. That's a micro cap.
Yeah.
By contrast, this Austrian-based company that we already know about, OMVKY, is a $21 billion company, which also pays a dividend yield of 2.1%. And I also like the fact that they're diversified. Because they're also in the oil and gas business, all right? So they've got the whole car industry covered. They have oil and gas, and they're also building electric charging stations all across Europe. So you know what? You got to dig a little bit when you do your research on these companies, but there's one that's already trading $21 billion that's hitting new highs. Okay, one more story here. Biotechs. I have noticed, if you've been following me on StockTwits, I send out 6 or 7 tweets a day. I have how many followers? 55,000, something like that. Well, that's a good stadium of people that follow me on a daily basis. The biotechs. I'm seeing lots of activity in the smaller biotechs breaking out. When we come back, how about a biotech that comes up with a drug that they'll be charging $850,000 for a prescription?
Ouch.
$800,000. Can you run down to the CVS and get my prescription filled? Yeah. Here's my credit card. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I remain bullish on the market overall. Look, I'm the guy that in March 27th, 2009, 8 years ago, 8+ years ago. In fact, we're coming up on the 9th anniversary of the bull when we come to, I believe, March 9th. Was the day that the market bottomed in 2009. I'm the guy who writes a weekly newsletter for the last 20 years plus that put out a buy signal on the market in 2009, March 27th. And that buy signal has been in place ever since. I got to update that commercial. It says the market has doubled since then. It's quadrupled since then.
Wow.
And I do believe that there will come a time in the future when I'm not going to want to have very much exposure to the stocks once again. And that will be led by a recession, overvaluation, economy starting to go in the tank, stocks becoming too expensive, all kinds of different, issues will arise. And I do not believe in being a buy and hold. But having said that, 8+ years, I have people write to me all the time. I got one yesterday, Stephen. Things got a little dicey there in December in the tech industry, and he thanked me. He said, thank you for holding to your guns. He says, without you, I would have panicked and sold. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as I have the listening audience out there, how many times since 2009 did you panic and sell? And how many times was that the right decision? I can count that on one hand.
Never, yeah.
Never. Zero. Oh, I lightened up a few times. I took defensive action at times. I hedged at times. But I never said that the bull market it was over. And as we started this year, what did I say? I mean, the newsletter alone, which has kept you in the market for over 8+ years. I don't care if you've got a TSP plan and you're a government employee. I don't care if you have a 401k at work that you're pouring money into every year. I don't care if you're a retiree living off of your money. Or you've got college funds that you're growing for your children. How important was that call that I made back in 2009? And how important will the call be when I say, you know what? It's time to harvest the crop. It's time to bale the hay. It's time to put it into the barn. It's time to fill the silo with grain, and let's sell to those who are come begging to you for grain someday. I think of Joseph of Egypt. You got to know when the getting is good, and it's time to get out. That time has not come yet. But every day, my day begins at before the market opens, at least an hour before the market opens. I listen to Bloomberg. On my way into the office, when I get to the office, I look at every single news item relating to the market that happened since the market closed yesterday. I make note of those. I make note of them in my head. Before I take the mound at 6:30 a.m. or before I go on the air at 7 a.m., I've done my homework. You know, I was thinking about this, Stephen. What made Tony Gwynn a great hitter?
Preparation.
Who spent more time in the batting cage than anybody else?
He was the first one who watched videos.
That's right.
Of other pitchers.
What made Greg Maddux one of the great pitchers of all time?
Preparation.
He knew the hitters that were coming up. What makes our hitting, we have one of the great pitching coaches in all of baseball on the Padres, Darren Balsley, correct?
That's right.
They say that he does more preparation on the team that they are facing. And year after year, we have one of the best bullpens in baseball. We may not have the best pitchers in baseball, but they're prepared. Darren Balsley, how many guys has he grabbed off the scrap heap?
Every year.
And resurrected their careers.
Every year there's a couple guys that every get
year.
For nothing.
Yeah.
He's had a terrible year,
yeah.
And then you turn him around.
And what is the secret? It's preparation. It's mental preparation. It's being armed with knowledge. Now, see, the average person out there listening to my show is not dedicated like that. They don't have the time, nor do they want to do it. Now, I know I have a lot of listeners that are pretty dedicated, and they are do-it-yourselfers. But you got to be prepared when that bell opens, when that bell sounds at 6:30 a.m., I already know what I'm looking for. I've had lots of preparation, and the bell that's going to ring at 1 p.m. West Coast time, 4 p.m. East Coast time, and it's over for the day. And guess what? You start preparing for the next day. Now, that doesn't mean I'm trading in and out on a daily basis. Heavens no. We own stock. We have core holdings here. But I believe in owning the best. You know, the Padres right now are dickering with Eric Hosmer. They offered him $140 million for 7 years, right?
Right.
Why does he command such a high? And I hope he takes it. If Hosmer takes that offer, guess who's going to have season tickets right behind first base?
Well,
I've already promised my wife, my dear, that's her favorite player. I don't know why.
Well, he's got to pick them over the Red Sox, yeah. And the Royals are going to offer them
more. Well, you know what? I'm praying. Because I would love to have those season tickets again. Right behind first place watching Eric Hosmer. Now, she says it's his baseball talents that she likes about Hosmer. You know, he happens to be a very good-looking human being, too. Well, whatever. Anyways, look, you got to do your preparation. You have to be prepared. You have to be armed. If you want to be the best at what you do, you have to outwork the other guy and outthink the other guy. That's what it comes down to. Anyways, if you'd like to put me to work for you, I don't get what Hosmer makes, do I, Steve?
No.
I don't quite make his caliber of
you don't come close.
Fees, but you know what? My services are in pretty high demand. And if you'd like to talk to us about having me work for you on your portfolio, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.